This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tributes continue to pour in for former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and the first black African to head the world body. Annan died at age 80 on Saturday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
I, Kofi Annan.
Annan served as leader of the UN between 1997 and 2006 and presided over crises including the 2003 Iraq invasion and conflict in Sudan's Darfur. Before that, he served as head of peacekeeping in Africa during the time of the Rwandan genocide. His time at the UN was turbulent. Critics blamed him for failing to prevent Rwanda. And after the UN, Annan continued his diplomatic work well into retirement, appointed as a UN special envoy for the Syrian conflict, and he helped avoid possible bloodshed in Kenya by brokering a power-sharing agreement for its government.
Reuters reporter Matthew LaRotonda. Italy observed a national day of mourning Saturday after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. Authorities used an exhibition center in the area of the Genoa fairgrounds as a church. The building was adorned with flowers and photographs for the occasion. In front of the altar and below a large crucifix, 18 coffins were covered with white roses, including those of two Albanian Muslims who died. A small white casket was there for the youngest victim, an 8-year-old who died alongside his parents. The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, presided over the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including the head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. This is VOA News.